Ninth parak of the Dhamma, third Mishnah, Rav Mei Oimer, Yesh Dvam Hashem, Kenoyla Ve'enen, Kenoyla. There are certain situations that were not in existence at the time of the Neder, but he holds that they do not have the status of Noyla. They're not considered new things like in the previous Mishnah, the cases of a person became a Talmud Chochem, etc. Ve'en Chachom Oidim Lo, even in these cases, Rav Mei holds is not Noyla, Chachom do not agree with him. Ketzer, Omar, Koinim She'eni Nichna Noisei as Ploinish Shavia Ra. A person says, I'm not going to marry this woman because her father is an unpleasant person. The father died, or he was chayzeh b'tshuva. In other words, the ra, the unpleasant part about him was that it was a bala veiris, and that was chayzeh b'tshuva. In other words, in these cases, he specified at the time of the neder why he does not want to go into the house, or he doesn't want to marry this woman. He doesn't want to go into this house because there is an evil dog inside of it. It has a snake in it. The dog died, or the nochosh was killed. Since he specified that this was the issue that bothered him, then even though it changed afterwards, Rav Meir says it's not considered noilad. You can use this as a heter to matter the nether. They say, even though he specified this issue, but since at the time the nether, the issue was in effect, the fact that it changed afterwards is not enough of reason to be matter the nether.